The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Chasing Destiny. My dear friend Phyllis, now 96 years old, grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Her erudite mother encouraged her to recall dreams and tutored her with the most progressive schooling techniques of the early 20th century. These innovative learning methods encouraged intellectual, emotional, and spiritual development. Phyllis blossomed as an intellectual, actress, activist, and psychic. In the 1920s, she and her husband left New York City to work a farm in upstate New York and organize farm workers for the burgeoning Communist Party. During the winters, while her husband traveled for political events, Phyllis tended the animals on the farm. Each winter, she chose a different country to study and spent her evenings reading books about faraway places. As she worked among the animals, images of faces and particular places came into her mind. She dreamt of people and cities she had never visited. Years later, I would laugh when I would meet someone, she said. How could I explain to them I had seen their face in the pile of manure I was shoveling on the farm? Recently, I was sorting papers and came across a 20-year plan I had created in 1998. As I read through my projected goals and destinations, a chill ran through my spine. Having long since forgotten the specifics of this intense era of planning for a residential retreat center, I was shocked to discover I had hit almost every major marker of life planning. The residential center was only one piece of the 2-decade plan. Although the center had not come to fruition, about 70% of the remaining goals had been accomplished without my conscious attention. This January, I repeated a similar exercise with goals set over the last 2 years. One in particular caught my eye: have a national media program by the end of 2014. How bold, I thought to myself, as I had no contacts or knowledge of how to create such a program at the time. Over the past year, the connections have been made, and I am now engaged in the creation of such a venture. Holding the list of goals in my hand, I paused to wonder at the source of this and other inspirations. More than once, I have decided to create something that was completely outside my realm of knowledge. Seemingly miraculously, the resources and contacts have manifested for me to realize those visions. Some of the information was acquired through simple sweat. The whole of the effort, though, was lubricated with grace. Where did these ideas come from? I wondered aloud. Am I creating my life, or am I simply chasing a destiny already prepared for me? Were these lists simply intuitions about events yet to come? If I subscribed to the New Age philosophy of creating my own reality, I would claim sole responsibility for accomplishing the goals set long ago. I would also need to claim responsibility for any capsized ships, any failures or transgressions. I would be the captain of my destiny on steroids. Looking at that list, though, I sensed larger forces at work in shaping these events. Yes, I was choosing to participate. I was steering the ship as I made choices. Ultimately, though, I am not certain I have chosen consciously the ship I am steering or the moods of the wind that either fill the sail or leave it flaccid on a becalmed sea. Am I creating my destiny or chasing it? I am in the process of shifting from willful creation to co-creation, a melding of personal and spiritual direction. The great saints speak of surrendering to God's will. I'm not certain I'm ready to completely remove my hands from the rudder. I still want some control of the ship. The collaboration, though, excites me. I'm ready to sail forth, both shaping and chasing the destiny I was made for.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.